broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We believe it's illegal and it was unlawful for the coach to hit
because I felt that some people were being demonized.
The United States has always considered waterboarding torture, except during the Bush administration.
You have been tweeting me.
She's definitely a tramp.
Welcome to world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast with a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and through the looking glass every night, going places other talk shows wish they could but can't. We're online at philhendryshow.com. You can watch a live streaming video of our show as you listen to live streaming audio of our show. And we've got some announcements to make over the next few days that will add to your enjoyment online, and we will make those announcements. But if there is a radio show that you should watch as well as listen to, because it's actually interesting to look at, it's ours. So check it out, philhendryshow.com for a backstage pass. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Coming up in a moment, we've got Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We're going to talk about the Harry Potter opening in London last night. And I got to tell you that there are rumors abounding about what happened. Something went down at the Harry Potter debut last night, and it was some kind of a problem. If the actors are getting tired of doing this movie, or the the studio's getting tired of making money, I don't know what it is. But there was some kind of act that subverted a little bit of this premiere. We're going to talk with Doug Danger about that coming up. Amazon.com gives the boot to a pedophile book. Is it censorship? And a dad sues his kid's school for reading a children's book about slavery. But the children's book about slavery was for Black History Month, and the father and the child are both black. Across the country, veterans were honored by a thankful country. We'll get into some of the celebrations. Doug Danger, Margaret Gray with us, 877-876-PHIL. Affiliate Spotlight tonight falls at WHNZ, 1250 a.m. in Tampa, and CFRB, 1010 a.m. in Toronto, Canada, home of my cousins Fran, Paul, and Elaine. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Now, the story from London, England, beginning of the end at the Harry Potter premiere, beginning of the end at the London premiere, anyway, of Harry Potter. It was a fitting that the premiere for the darkest movie in the Harry Potter series would take place on a bone-chilling, rainy night. And then it goes on, Doug, to talk about how people were in line saying, is this the beginning of the end?
Well, I don't know, Phil, if one of the actors, Daniel Radcliffe, heard that conversation or was a part of trying to start this conversation. But Daniel Radcliffe last night, the word is, and this is rumor right now, I've been on the phone for the last 5 hours talking to my contacts in London. I was supposed to be in London for the premiere, but I've decided that I will wait, go to New York for the premiere in New York of this film, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1.
What did you hear happen?
What I heard happened, and I want to say this as delicately as I can, because I understand these young actors. They are very young people that work in this movie. There's a lot of very veteran people that work in this movie. There's a lot of people who are longtime professionals. But these young actors are, after all, artists, and they want to do quality work. And when you are doing movies, and I want to start off by saying, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, but I am a gay man, and I have been out for the last 3 weeks, and I know the hard road that some people have to walk to make their art something they're proud of. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and there's been an awful lot of talk lately about gay bullying, and I'm like, I couldn't be closer to the epicenter of the gay bullying topic than to be talking about Daniel Radcliffe feeling bullied, really, by the studio into doing this ridiculous series of movies, Phil.
When you say ridiculous series of movies, this is a fantasy film.
It is a fantasy film, and it's not unlike J.R.R. Tolkien, but these are young actors that want to do serious drama. They want to do quality material. They're tired of working in these movies that are nothing more than an opportunity to sell a lunch bucket. They're nothing more than an opportunity to sell a doll or some Christmas merchandise. And so what Daniel Radcliffe did last night, if what I'm hearing is true, was a statement of frustration
And for people who don't know who Daniel Radcliffe is, could you tell us?
Daniel Radcliffe is the main, he's the actor who plays the main character in the film Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe has been in every single one of the Harry Potter movies. He was selected in a casting effort on the part of the producers and has been an outstanding young actor and is a great actor and is getting on in years. He doesn't want to sell lunch buckets anymore. He doesn't want to sell dolls. He doesn't want to sell headbands. He doesn't want to sell bumper stickers anymore. He wants to do good work, Phil.
All right. We're talking with Doug Danger about the debut of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Now, we have to get into what you heard he did last night, because it's very extreme. I think it sounds to me like the kid's having a nervous breakdown.
I don't think so.
You don't?
No, I don't. I think it was a statement of protest. And
well, what did he do?
He exposed himself. He exposed himself.
You think that in front of young fans?
I think that he had to do something to say to.
Now, do you know this for a fact?
The rumor that I'm hearing is that he was so frustrated. Let me read for you, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Bill, so I look at these things very, very carefully. I don't go off like most journalists who, to be perfectly honest with you, most of the journalists I know will just hear something and say, oh, okay, let me report that because I've got to go to dinner, I've got to get home to my wife, I've got to get home to my dog and my kids and everything like that. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I don't let things go that easy. I look into them as carefully as I can. I have not been able to absolutely nail down that he did this act of exposing himself, but I do know, and the quote is, after 10 years of this, it's incredible after 10 years of this. Meaning that...
After 10 years of this what?
After 10 years of this, I think what he was saying was, I am so sick to death of after 10 long years of this ridiculous franchise of Harry Potter this and Harry Potter that, and I'm never going to be the actor that I wanted to be. I'm never going to be able to do the great quality work that other actors do, because I'm going to be tied to the Harry Potter franchise, and it's been going on for 10 years and I'm sick of it. And that's when he is alleged to have done this.
Well, what he did was, if what you're saying is true, was obscene, was vile, cannot be forgiven. I don't care what he's protesting. Excuse me. Given the age of the young people that were there,
Well, clearly you're not looking at it as an artist. I think you sound like one of these PTA mothers. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I understand. But I got to tell you, I'm gay, and this gay bullying thing that's going on, this is exactly what Daniel Radcliffe is talking about.
How is he talking about gay bullying by, if what he did is true, exposing himself in front of this Harry Potter crowd and saying, after 10 years of this, I'm sick of it?
Because he, in his way, has been bullied by the studio.
Bullied by the studio to what? Sign a contract that's made this kid more money than he probably doesn't have to work again.
You don't know that. You don't know that at all. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I don't know that. And if anybody was going to know that, I'd know it because I'm gay. But I don't. What I do know is that this is a classic protest against the gay bullying of a studio, that a young man who wants to just be free of doing a series of movies that are nothing more than an opportunity to sell merchandise, and he's bullied into continuing to play this role as Harry Potter, and I'm gay, is gay bullying at its worst. And I think he said, take a look at this, shake hands with this, and walked inside.
Well, if he did that, it is a vile and crude thing to do, and it is no form of protest.
You're very judgmental. You don't understand artists.
Maybe I don't understand artists. I'm going to tell you something, though. I do understand protest. There's certain protests that I do not countenance. I don't care what the meaning is. I don't countenance the burning of the American flag. I think it's a sloppy protest, and I certainly wouldn't countenance some guy standing there and pulling his penis out in front of young people. But we don't know for a fact if this happened.
I've been on the phone all day trying to nail this down. Phil, I have to tell you something, and this is something that you're not going to like, and I know the listeners aren't going to like this, but the real culprit in this are the fans. The Harry Potter fans are complicit in this bullying. They have gay bullied Daniel Radcliffe. They've gay bullied Emma Watson. They've gay bullied Helena Bonham Carter. They've gay bullied these actors because they got to have their lunch bucket. They got to have their Harry Potter. They got to have their book. They got to have this. They got to have that. These actors are caught, and they are caught in this downward spiral of being bullied the way any common gay would be. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can see this. And so what did Daniel Radcliffe do last night? If he did what I am told he did, he stood there and exposed himself.
No, I understand what he did, and I'm still telling you, that is a crude and a very inefficient form of protest.
Well, what are these young actors supposed to do with the gay bullying? And
you're calling this gay bullying, man.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Bill. I've been working in this business for 25 years. I was a copy boy over at the LA Times.
It doesn't make any difference to me, Doug, whether you're a gay man and a gay journalist, because you can't tell me how this is gay bullying Daniel Radcliffe being forced to do Harry Potter movies.
Yes, I can.
Well, if you have...
If you would listen to me... And I'm asking you, Phil, to listen to me. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Daniel Radcliffe has been pushed around by the studio. Get into that Harry Potter movie. Play Harry Potter. We got more lunch boxes to sell. Play Harry Potter. We've got more action figures to sell. Play Harry Potter. And what he did was he exposed himself because he's had enough of this gay bullying. And can we blame him?
Is he gay?
Who?
Is Daniel Radcliffe gay?
It doesn't make any difference if he's gay. This is a symbolic protest by this young man, if in fact he did expose himself. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm trying to tell you what's going on here. Because we've got kids that are being bullied in our schools here in America, yes. But over in England, there are young actors who are being bullied by the studio to play these ridiculous characters in these Harry Potter movies. Be happy with the money they make on the merchandising end. They ship the whole cast to the Universal Studios in Florida to pimp out those Harry Potter rides. They gay bully them to promote the roller coaster and the mugs and the t-shirts. I'm telling you, if Daniel Radcliffe hadn't pulled his penis out last night, he would have killed himself.
If he did that.
If he did that, yes.
877-876-PHIL. Last night at the Harry Potter debut in London, Doug is telling me the rumor is Daniel Radcliffe exposed himself as a form of protest because the actors are tired of playing in these films that are nothing more than merchandising opportunities, nothing more than large promotional vehicles for Disney rides, for action figures, and for lunch boxes. And Daniel Radcliffe... This ridiculous form of protest that I think is very, very crude. 877-876-PHIL is our number. 877-876-PHIL. Later on, Margaret Gray will talk with us about dogs and where they're allowed in her neighborhood, where they should be allowed in any neighborhood. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hold on for just a second, Doug. We're back with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier talking about the Harry Potter debut in London last night, where it, according to Doug's sources, Daniel Radcliffe exposed himself to the crowd. Is that correct?
That is what I heard, was that the young man turned and had said something about, I'm sick to death at 10 years of you, and exposed himself. Now, to be perfectly honest, Bill.
No, I understand. You are defending him. You're saying that this kid is it has been pushed to this.
He has been pushed to this, not just by the studio, but by the audience, Bill. It's very. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I look at things. I don't just stop and I don't just write the story and then turn it in and then go off and have dinner. Man, I make sure everything I write is true. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'll tell you right now. The audience of the Harry Potter movies drove this kid to expose himself last night. They drove this kid and the other actors, this poor kid, Rupert Gint, who is a ginger kid, he's got the red hair, So he gets picked on because of that. Radcliffe gets gay bullied. And
Daniel Radcliffe is not gay.
No, he's not gay, but the actors in total are being treated as if they're gay. And that's what I mean about gay bullying.
And so the response of him exposing himself to the crowd, you forgive that? I would never forgive something like that.
No, are you under that kind of pressure? Do you understand what it is to be a young person who is being pushed around and forced to act in a movie that is simply a merchandising vehicle?
There are other young actors that would give their right arm to have the opportunity.
It's very easy for you to say, Phil. You don't know what the pressure is like. You don't know, and you and your audience, and I say this, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I say this with the greatest respect, but you and your audience don't understand what it is to stand there and get pushed around by these directors and these.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL is the number on the Phil Henry Show. Doug Denger with us talking about the Harry Potter debut last night in London. Here is Susan in Laredo, Texas. Susan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, sir. You know, as yes. a gay community and part of your audience, I respect the fact that you are keeping this conversation in tune, but it's a little hard for your audience to hear about Daniel Radcliffe when every 2 seconds we have to hear from your journalist. I'm gay. I'm a journalist. Get over yourself. We're talking about Daniel Radcliffe.
It's important. It's important to the story. It's important to the story.
It is not. It has nothing to do with you being a gay journalist every 2 seconds. We're talking about Daniel Radcliffe if he did in fact expose himself. My nephew is Harry Potter crazy. Dick Tracy has fans. Batman has fans. It will go out. It will fade when he gets older. What he did was implorable. He should not have done that with his audience.
Well, we don't know, Susan. Susan, let me interrupt you. We don't know for a fact if that happened. Doug says his.
Well, Phil, I'm hearing that.
You may be hearing it, but we have not yet confirmed that. Okay. You're saying that Daniel Radcliffe exposed himself because he's sick to death of his fans.
Right now, I can tell you that Daniel Radcliffe, with all due respect to Susan, Daniel Radcliffe is probably thinking of people like Susan when he said, "I can't take it anymore." You know, and this is why I say I'm gay. This is why I say I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because I get it about a kid who gets pushed around, has his face stuck on a lunch bucket. With all due respect to your child, Susan, your son drove Daniel Radcliffe to pull it out last night.
First of all, I guess you missed the point because I didn't repeat myself every 2 seconds. I'm gay and my nephew, okay?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I take my nephew to the movies, no matter what movie it is, and there is an Harry Potter, a Dick Tracy, a Batman, a Spider-Man audience. What he did in front of the children, if he did it, has nothing to do with you being gay and you being a journalist every 2 seconds.
As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I understand how in many ways the cast of Harry Potter has been gay bullied.
We've all been bullied, no matter if we're gay or not. We've all been bullied in one aspect or another. It does not mean that we take out our privates in front of children. It's called dignity and self-respect.
I have to tell you, this is just my opinion, but if he pulled it out and waved it around, I think it was a good form of protest, because I think he's saying, you know, I gave up 10 years of my life for you people. Shake hands with this.
Wait a minute, man. What 10 years of his life did he give up? He was in one of the most popular film franchises in history. He has his name plastered. He has the opportunity that many actors would want to have.
I'm sorry, but you and your audience, with all due respect, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I work in Hollywood. I know how the... What's that?
Here we go again. Every 2 seconds, you got to put your little pipe in there. Listen.
You know, it's interesting. You say you're gay. You say you're gay, and you can't stand me being gay. How does that work?
It's not that she can't stand you being gay. It's that she doesn't want to keep hearing you talk about it.
I don't know how that works.
I'm almost 60 years old. I served my country. So do I go because now this thing with the military about this and that? Do I go every 2 seconds and say, oh, by the way, I'm gay. I served my country. No, it's called... You live a normal life.
I don't know if that really...
You don't justify what Daniel Radcliffe did by saying he did it because he was gay bully. The gay has nothing to do with it. If he did it,
exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No, I know that. I know he's not gay, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what I see in it is a gay...
All right, look, thank you very much, Susan. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. As we talk about the London premiere of Harry Potter last night, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
I'm gay.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, the audio, too.
All right, Doug Danger joins me from the Orange County Courier as we talk about last night's premiere of Harry Potter in London. The rumor was that Daniel Radcliffe had some kind of an angry protest exposing himself to the crowd. Was he drunk?
I don't know. He might have had a couple drinks.
But we don't know if this happened. We're just hearing that he's frustrated with having played Harry Potter, frustrated with having been in a movie that is a merchandising effort, as you call it, frustrated with being gay bullied, even though the young man is not gay. But
as a gay man, as a gay journalist, though, I recognize these young performers, these actors, who are gay bullied by the studios into being these little merchandising figures, and the audience. That's the I've been trying to make this point, and you keep interrupting me, and with all due respect, Phil, and your audience keeps interrupting me. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm telling you that the audience of the Harry Potter movies, they're the ones that caused Daniel Radcliffe, if he exposed himself, they're the ones that unzipped his pants, if you want to...
That's ridiculous, okay? First of all, we don't know whether he did this or not.
No, we do not know that. You're right. But I want to play for you the audio of Daniel Radcliffe, and the studio and J.K. Rowling are holding these poor kids hostage. They can write another Harry Potter movie and force them to come back. At what point does Daniel Radcliffe get his life back? You know, Daniel Radcliffe last night with that deft move... With one hand the zipper, the other hand, he basically was saying, I want my life back. Now, here is the audio of Daniel Radcliffe last night, not seconds before he is alleged to have exposed himself.
You know, 10 years is a long time to spend with one character, so I'm kind of ready to move on, you know.
Well, what is that? It
that's the you can hear him say 10 years is a long time. I'm ready to move on. You can hear the frustration building.
Did you? That sounded like an edit.
There was some extraneous noise that I cut out of it, but that's what he said.
So he had no words of praise for the film. He had nothing good to say about the movie. He's at the premiere. The studio is sponsoring this thing. They're paying for him to be there.
He had nothing. Look, you know, you don't like me to say it, but I'm going to say it because I'm gay. I can't deny. You want me to lie about being gay? Is that what you want me to do?
Doug, I haven't asked you to do anything.
Well, your audience, in addition to asking Daniel Radcliffe to be held hostage and gay bullied by a studio, they don't want to know I'm gay.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, as we talked to Doug Danger about the Harry Potter movie last night, if Daniel Radcliffe did say anything or do anything in protest, it's because he's been held hostage by the studio. He wants his life back, and so that means he gets to pull his penis out. It's unbelievable. Here is Chris in Salem, North Carolina. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Doug, I got a couple of questions for you. One of them is, how reliable is your source?
It's iffy at best. It's iffy. These are people, I share a pool of sources with British papers, and, you know, they can print anything they want over there, so they don't vet as well as we do.
Okay, the other question is, how far did you dig into all of this? The reason why I'm asking this is, just a few months back, all three of the main actors were interviewed, and they were all three said that it's coming to an end. Are you sure that that little tape that you played... Are you sure that that little bit of information that you played... He wasn't saying that he was sad after 10 years that it was over.
you can hear it. You want me to play it again? I'll play it for you. I mean, first of all, when you're sitting down for an interview and there is a studio thug hanging over you and listening to every word, you can't say what you want to say. You have to do what they tell you to do. They put a finger in your chest and they say, you go out there and make this movie sound like it's the greatest thing since Gone with the Wind. And that's what you got to do. Now, what happened last night was that Daniel Radcliffe had had enough of that. He'd had enough of these studio thugs sticking a finger in his face and saying, going out there and hop up and down for the patrons, you know. He's got
for somebody who's a role model, for somebody who's a role model now, highly doubt that he did that.
We do know that people under pressure do a lot of things that we wish they didn't. We do know that people have emotional highs and emotional lows. I think Daniel Radcliffe is a great young actor. I think he should have opportunity to do other things. And I think he said, I'll play it for you one more time. He said he's sick and tired of the audience, especially, telling him what to do.
You know, 10 years is a long time to spend with one character.
Right there. You hear how he is frustrated.
He did not say he was sick and tired. He said
play it,
10 years.
Play it again. Play it again. I'd like to hear it again, Doug. Can you play it again?
What do you want to hear it again?
I want to hear it again so we can listen and know. I mean, I want to know what the man said.
I will re-rack it. Hold on. All right, this is Daniel Radcliffe last evening in London.
You know, 10 years is a long time to spend with one character, so I mean, I'm kind of ready to move on.
I'm sorry, but you can basically hear what he's saying. I am tired of it. I want to move on, and I want my life back. And
okay,
that is allegedly, that's when he... Allegedly, that's when he unzipped and did what he did.
What was your question again, Chris?
Why did you stop it at that point? Why don't you play the whole tape?
Play the whole tape.
You essentially heard what...
No, play the whole tape, Doug, because I'm getting the feeling that you're editing.
I'm not editing anything.
Play the whole tape.
You know, 10 years is a long time to spend with one character, so I'm kind of ready to move on, you know.
There you go. He's ready to get out. And why? Why, after 10 years of making nothing but millions and millions of dollars, is he ready to get out? I want out of this. Why? Because he's sick and tired of the studio making him, bullying him.
Okay, so I don't understand why somebody would say that they are sad that this is ending and then turn around and quote-unquote supposedly say that they are sick and tired of it. Why would they contradict themselves?
I don't understand. Because the studio told them to say one thing, and last night he didn't care. He pulled out his penis and then said... He pulled out his penis and then...
You know, 10 years is a long time to spend with one character, so I'm kind of ready to move on, you know.
You mean he did it before that?
He did it before that, yeah. And he's ready,
he's ready to advance his career.
Exactly, because he sure ain't doing it with Harry Potter.
All right, Chris, thanks for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to another Chris in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Go ahead, Chris, you're on with Doug Danger.
Yes, sir. Quite frankly, I understand that your news journalist here is gay and that he's a journalist. We all understand that, sir. We respect the fact of your views and what you like to do and that you're a journalist. We understand that. We quite frankly don't need to hear it no more. We're here to discuss an issue that
I'm trying to make the point that as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I understand how this kid might want to say, you all can just take it and park it, that's all.
But yes, sir, you got to understand this, sir. There's a thing called overkill, and when you consistently repeat something over and over, it takes away from the main issue here. The main issue here is
I didn't understand what he said. Did he say Gerber kill?
No, he said overkill. Oh. Overkill.
I said overkill. Like if somebody were to run over a deer and then back up and run it over again. That's what you're doing by saying that you're gay every 5 seconds, sir. The issue here that we're trying to discuss.
What if the deer isn't dead? What if you need to back over the deer because it's not dead?
Well, that's the point of being overkill, sir. But let's go back to the topic at hand.
If it's not dead, you have to run it over again to kill it. That's not overkill. That's killing it.
So what are you saying? Okay. You're saying that people aren't getting that you're gay?
I need people to understand that as a gay man and as a gay journalist, okay?
Yes, sir. You've repeatedly made that clear. And it's almost as clear as a crystal, sir. That's how clear you have made the fact that you are gay and that you are a journalist. Now,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And that's
We understand that. We forgot the man part. We understand that.
All right.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Now,
when you say you got to back over a deer again, maybe it's not dead.
Doug, don't belabor that. I understand what the gentleman was trying to say. If the deer is dead, you don't have to kill it again.
But if it's not dead?
If it's not dead, then I guess what you really should have done is taken out a gun and shot it. Go ahead, please, Chris.
Okay. Now, man, the issue here is Daniel Radcliffe possibly pulling out his little British whatever and possibly showing it to a group of people. Until there's actually confirmed evidence, it's okay to discuss it. But look, you're bringing up that the kid might be frustrated. The kid, you might have misjudged his accent. Maybe you don't understand the fact that the British always sound depressed when they talk. My family's British, and when we start going in public places, a lot of people ask us, are we okay? Because the accent kind of makes you sound a little bit depressed and a little frustrated.
I know that, yeah.
Now, the young man in itself, he's probably making close to $50, $80 million a year. Do you realize what kind of money that is? The kid is set for life.
There's no amount of money that you can put on being enslaved to a lunch bucket. And everywhere you go, people go, ooh, Harry Potter. See, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, you have to understand that I'm gay. And when I go out into the world,
what has that got to do? I understand the point you're making, if you don't mind me interrupting, Chris, that this young man, Daniel Radcliffe, no amount of money buys your freedom. I get it. No amount of money buys your creative happiness. I understand that. Although what Chris is saying, with $50 million, I don't know how much the kid makes, but let's say he's making $5, $10 million a picture over 10 years. Yeah, that's over $100 million. He can do anything he wants with that money. He can go anywhere he wants. He can start a business, employ people, do what have you, okay?
Right, so why is he pulling it out and waving it in the breeze? Why?
We don't know that he did that, and that's the thing that I think I'm glad Chris brought up. You're getting something secondhand.
But as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I've got to investigate that. And that's what you guys don't get.
Also, on another subject here, you got to think, not only is the kid making money from movies, he's got, of course, you said the action figures and everything, which all that comes into play. But you got to think, sir, when this young man started making movies when he was, what, seven, eight years old with the Harry Potter films, his parents had to take care of the contract. His parents were contractually obligated to work with him and take care of him.
You don't understand.
Now,
as a gay, this is what I say. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I understand that kid might not have gotten cut in on the back end money. He might not be getting any merchandise money. I'm gay. You don't want me saying that I'm gay, but I had to bring that up. Otherwise, you wouldn't know whether he's getting that money or not.
Otherwise, he wouldn't know whether the kid's getting merchandise money if you didn't say you were gay.
Yes.
All right, we got to take a break, Chris. Thank you very much. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, talking to Doug Danger about the allegations of last night's Harry Potter premiere in London, Daniel Radcliffe exposing himself and expressing frustration at having been tied to this rotten film franchise for 10 years. It is an incredible tale. It has not yet been verified or confirmed. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
How many times do I gotta say I'm gay?
Phil Henry.
As a gay man, as a gay journalist.
All right, why? We're with Doug Danger as we continue talking here in this last segment about Daniel Radcliffe so frustrated last night at the Harry Potter premiere in London that he pulled his penis out. And you had here, Doug, I know, this example. This is from last night's press interview with Dan Radcliffe.
You know, 10 years is a long time to spend with one character, so I'm kind of ready to move on, you know.
See, Brett?
right there, Phil, and I'm saying that... What are you saying? I'm saying that Harry Potter and that Daniel Radcliffe kid, how much money do you think he made?
I think we figured out he made $170 million over the 10 years.
In salary, yeah. But he's in a country where the tax rate can get as high as 80, 90%, right? So let's say this kid was able to take home $30 million over the last 10 years.
Well, he must have had an agent that was going to...
Oh, he must have had an agent, huh? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That's why I say that I'm gay, because you aren't asking these questions and your audience isn't asking these questions. How much of the back-end money did Daniel Radcliffe get? Did he get merchandise money? Is he getting a piece of the DVD? Is he getting a piece of the movie?
I would have to imagine that a kid that successful, somebody's got a lawyer or an agent's going to get a hold of him and say, you know, let's make some money here.
After the fact, but if he signed a 10-year deal up front, a 10-mil, whatever the hell it is, a 10-year or 10-picture deal, there ain't a lawyer, there ain't an agent. I don't care if Jesus comes down off the cross. You ain't going to get any more money out of that studio. And I'll bet you anything, Daniel Radcliffe took a look at his paycheck over the last 10 years, where the company's making $1 billion on that movie, and he takes home $30 million. Sounds like a lot of money, but it ain't a lot of money when you're taking it up to you-know-what. I'd pull it out, too, and wave it around. And I'm gay.
Well, you don't know...
No, and neither do you, Phil.
All right, neither do I. But the fact is that this kid made some money. If he got frustrated, if he doesn't have a good agent, if he doesn't have a good lawyer, if his parents are idiots, I guess I'd be frustrated, too. Here is Keith in Abilene, Texas. Keith, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question for Mr. Danger. Are you saying this information... Yeah, can you... Hello?
I heard you. Now I hear you good.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got a question for Mr. Doug Danger, right?
Yes, sir. My name's Doug Danger. Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good.
Is this news all over the internet?
I don't know. I got the word from my guy in London. He said this kid Radcliffe went off, might have pulled it out, might have unzipped and waved it around. I have not had independent confirmation of this.
So okay, there's no other confirmation.
No other confirmation, no.
Well, my question to you is that you played a segment on something he said, and you didn't let it finish out, and it's like you fabricating your own story at the end of what he said. You fabricating.
I'll play it again. I'll play the tape again, and hear what it.
I don't want to hear it again. I heard what it said. But what I'm saying is that you played it to a certain point, and you made it seem as though the way you expounded on it is true. But it's not all over the... You know, news like that, you pull this thing out, it'll be all over the internet, all over the papers, everywhere.
Well, maybe, but they also... You know, these studios, they know how to hush stuff up. They know how to shut stuff up. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That's how I found out. Now, let's listen. Let's see where it is that I...
You know, 10 years is a long time to spend with one character, so I'm kind of ready to move on, you know.
You know, because I hate doing the movie. That's basically what he was saying.
You know, I think you're fabricating this story, you know, because...
No, you didn't say that.
Why do you say I'm fabricating it?
Mr. Danger, listen, I'm a straight man and a straight journalist, okay? And I stand ready to... get information from wherever source I need to find out if these stories are true. If you're a gay man and a gay journalist, you don't have the facts that this occurred. So,
you're blowing it, man. You're blowing it. I'm on top of a big story. You're blowing it. Maybe you're just upset with me that you don't have the story and I do.
Yeah, but you don't have any confirmation. You can't go and say for a fact that this is what happened. You're just spreading a stupid rumor. And then by virtue of spreading the rumor, you're saying Daniel Radcliffe is being gay bullied.
You and I just figured out. Let me talk to this gentleman here, Keith.
It's a fabricated story, you know, just so you can promote that you're a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a straight man and a straight journalist, and I stand ready to find out all the information available, and I can guarantee you this information is not available. It's fabricated.
Well, I don't know who your sources are, because I got a lot of good people telling me that this kid basically said, this kid said he's taking it up the hind end on the merchandise and back end money and everything, and as far as he's concerned, everybody can shake hands with this, and then he turned around and walked in.
What's this shake hands with it?
That's what I would say. I mean, I don't know what he said. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Can you play a segment of that?
Play the segment.
You know, 10 years is a long time to spend with one character, so I'm kind of ready to move on.
And shake hands with this. That's what he said.
No, he didn't, because you cut it off.
Can you play a segment of this being all over the news? Can you play a segment of that?
Okay, here it is.
You know, 10 years is... No,
not that. Where's the other one that you were going to play? You had another one. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Wait a minute. What?
10 years is a long time to spend with one character, so I'm not feeling too sort of bereft at the moment. I'm kind of ready to move on. You know, on the last day, there were lots of crying, lots of tears, but generally speaking, I've been able to cope not too bad.
There you go.
No. Can you play a news segment that this occurred with this guy at this thing? Can you play a news segment?
You
like
mean
a big
kid
story? Big story.
Of a guy saying, "Hey, good evening, Daniel Radcliffe pulled it out." No man alive could do that. If you want me to play a segment of someone coming on, like I don't know who it is.
Phil Hendry.